If the Fish and Wildlife Service functions effectively, Janine Velasco can take a lot of the credit. She's the Assistant Director of the Office of Business Management and a senior executive. She's the Chief Financial Officer and oversees everything from contracting and acquisition to information technology. Now she's been inducted as a fellow into the National Academy of Public Administration, and she joins me now. Ms. Velasco, good to have you on, and congratulations on that great honor.
Thank you very much.
I guess let's start with what it is that you do and what are the challenges of financial management in federal agencies, because it's very different from the corporate environment.
Right. That's a great question. Right now with the Fish and Wildlife Service, I'm the CFO and I oversee a range of administrative functions. One of the key areas we're participating in and leading in our organization, which is similar to many parts of the government, is moving to shared services so that all of our administrative functions work in an interrelated fashion. And I guess your specific question about financial management in a federal agency, I might highlight two challenges that I see out there and that I've kind of experienced in my time in other positions and other organizations. And the first one would be that a significant challenge for us is just reinforcing the importance of fiscal accountability. You know, it is everyone's responsibility to manage public resources efficiently. And I think that's something that we all should take into account as public servants, and it should just be a key ethic in the way we do business. Another area I think that is coming on the horizon is that we have a large reams of data and financial information and asset information, and how we have a workforce that has the competencies to understand and interpret data, I think that's really critical to making sure we make sound decisions, because there's a lot of information out there, and how we analyze and present it and make recommendations to it for our organization leadership, I think it's really important to be able to do that and have the skills to meet that goal.
Sure, and it's important to tie budgets to missions, and we've got formal guidance like Circular A11 on that kind of thing, but how is it that you manage to keep in the frame of mind of supporting the mission and not just counting the beans?
Yeah, good question. You know, certainly at Fish and Wildlife Service, we are very focused on our mission, and the mission support functions, at least my experience here with us, is that we understand the role we have, and we understand that we are key to the mission accomplishments. You know, it's reiterating to all of our employees and customers the importance of how we support the larger mission, and that we can give them the tools they need, whether that's a laptop or a contract support or proper funding or a person to help out. All of those items are needed just to accomplish the day-to-day mission. So I think it's reiterating that critical role that our employees play and making sure we meet the customer's needs. And a lot of those customers are the people who run the mission of our organization.
And as a new NAPA fellow, you must have a fairly distinguished career. In fact, you do, because I've read your biography. Tell us the highlights.
Well, so back a while ago, I was very young, but I received a master's degree from the University of Michigan and their School of Natural Resources and Environment. And I started in the government as a PMF. It was called PMI back then, but I was a PMF with the Forest Service. And I had a great opportunity to do a detail to the Office of Management and Budget. And suddenly when I got there, I realized that so many policy and program decisions were made when you handled budget that got me excited and interested in and pursuing more administrative programs and overseeing administrative functions. And so I've had several positions over the years within the Forest Service and Department of the Interior, overseeing budget, finance, and audits. And then maybe about 15 years ago or so, I became an executive with the Bureau of Land Management. And first, I was responsible for overseeing HR, safety, EEO, and training. And then a few years after that, they reassigned me to oversee budget, finance, IT, assets, some of the other administrative functions. And about a little more than a year ago, I joined Fish and Wildlife Service. And I find that, you know, skills that you have in overseeing administrative and management functions really transcend organizations. We're all kind of dealing with some of the same issues, so it's great to cross-pollinate and see how other organizations solve problems and see what experience you can bring to bear on the next organization. So,
okay, we're speaking with Janine Velasco. She's Assistant Director for Business and Management Operations at the Fish and Wildlife Service at the Interior Department. And so in some ways, you've been, even though you've had an administrative and financially related career, it's still been connected to what you studied and had a passion about, which is land and outdoors and those kinds of things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's I mean, to me, that makes the the job more exciting, is to know that what I do to work on a contract, you know, justify a budget, any of those things are still critical to making sure we can meet our mission in our organization. And Department of the Interior and the Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management, all of the places I've worked are all very focused on that mission and support the fact that we need an administrative backbone to get us there.
And imagine yourself coming in 20 years ago. What advice would you have, given the experience that you've had, to those people just joining the federal service?
I would, well, one thing is I really believe in public service, and I have valued my time as a public servant. I did get a piece of advice once from the person who was back in, for those who know PMI or PMF lingo, Presidential Management Fellow, yes, our career development group leader told me that one of the challenges we have in government is follow-up. And I didn't quite understand it right as I started in the government, but I see it so clearly now that it's easy for people to want to be involved in the upfront work and new initiatives, and there's always a great deal of enthusiasm and excitement as we design where we're headed. But what we really need are people who are willing to persevere and execute on these great ideas. So it's that follow-up and continuity that I think is important. And that was a piece of advice I got that I've taken and always carried with me, that we need people to carry forward with the ideas. We need people to implement them in a reasonable, logical way, given the organizations we're in and the bureaucracies we work in. And so I think that's one other piece of advice I'd have to new people coming in. It's exciting to be part of a new initiative, but we also need you to be there to carry those initiatives across the finish line, to put your great thoughts and your commitment to public service into implementation and execution.
It sounds like you would recommend a federal career in the first place to someone that said, you know, suppose a teenager came to you or someone in college and said, should I join the federal government in the first place?
I would. I think it's an opportunity. I do believe it's a calling, in the same way people become doctors or people take on other career paths. I think that it's a calling, and if you care about service, it's a great way to provide that service to the community and the country.
And with NAPA, any particular plans or programs you'll be involved with, or too early to tell at this point?
I think it might be a little too early to tell, but I am, you know, similarly like many of the fellows and people currently in the at NAPA, I'm passionate about shared services and working on any of the analytical efforts they have underway. I care about natural resources, so I know they have a focus in organizations that support natural resource management, too. So I'm just looking forward to meeting the peers and the cadre of folks who are fellows in November.
Janine Velasco is Assistant Director for Business Management Operations at the Fish and Wildlife Service and a new fellow at the National Academy of Public Administration. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for your time.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsnetwork.com. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.